Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After Midnight.
She had spent most of her life hoping there was a perfectly ordinary explanation. Not for haunted houses or strange noises in the middle of the night, but for the people she occasionally saw who seemed to disappear before anyone else noticed they had been there. She had never told more than a handful of people about them, and even then she'd described the experiences so vaguely, they sounded more like absent-minded moments than anything unusual. It was easier that way. Easier than admitting she sometimes questioned whether she was slowly losing her mind. The first time it happened, she was 6 years old. She had wandered into the upstairs hallway one Saturday morning while the rest of the house was still quiet and found an older woman standing at the far end of the hall. The woman wore a light blue dress and smiled warmly when their eyes met. There was nothing frightening about her. If anything, she reminded her of someone's grandmother. Her mother called from downstairs asking if she was awake. She answered without taking her eyes off the woman for more than a second, but when she looked back, the hallway was empty. She searched every room upstairs before asking where the lady had gone, and her mother simply smiled, brushed a strand of hair from her face, and explained that no one else had been in the house. Children imagined things. That was the explanation, and for years she accepted it without giving the incident much thought. The memory gradually settled into the background of her childhood until another strange moment quietly replaced it. When she was 12, she noticed an older man sitting alone on a bench while her family spent an afternoon at a park. He watched children play on the swings with the quiet contentment of someone simply enjoying a warm spring day. Her father called her name, she turned to answer, and when she looked back a moment later, the bench was empty. She assumed he'd simply walked away. The same thing happened once or twice during high school. A woman standing near the back of the school auditorium disappeared while everyone filed toward the exits after an assembly. An older gentleman studying paintings in a museum gallery was gone almost as soon as she looked away. Every experience was odd enough to stay with her, but ordinary enough that she could convince herself she'd simply lost sight of someone in a crowd. That became the pattern throughout her childhood and into early adulthood. Months or even years would pass without anything unusual happening, and just when she'd nearly forgotten the last incident, another one would quietly slip into her life. Because the experiences were so infrequent, she never allowed herself to believe they were connected. People moved. People left. People disappeared into crowds every day. Surely that was all she was seeing. By the time she left for college, she'd convinced herself she simply noticed strangers more than most people did. Perhaps she paid closer attention to faces. Perhaps her memory filled in details that had never really existed. Whatever the explanation, it seemed far more reasonable than believing she was seeing something no one else could. College was busy enough that she rarely thought about it. Classes, work, roommates, and late-night study sessions left little room to dwell on old childhood memories, and nearly 2 years passed without a single unexplained encounter. She began wondering if she'd simply outgrown whatever had caused those strange moments. Then, one rainy afternoon, she saw a young woman standing beneath an enormous oak tree outside one of the oldest buildings on campus. Students hurried across the quad with backpacks over their heads while rain soaked the sidewalks, but the woman never moved. She wasn't carrying an umbrella or wearing a coat. Instead, she stood beneath the tree with her hands folded in front of her, quietly watching the steady stream of students crossing the lawn. There was something oddly peaceful about her, and without realizing it, she found herself looking far longer than she normally would have. As she reached the entrance to the building, curiosity got the better of her. She turned for one last glance, expecting to see the woman exactly where she'd been standing only seconds earlier. The lawn was empty. She stood in the doorway for several moments, studying the rain, trying to make sense of what she'd just seen. There was nowhere the woman could have gone without crossing the open grass, and there wasn't another person anywhere near the tree. For the first time, it wasn't the disappearance itself that unsettled her. It was the realization that she'd been having experiences like this for nearly 15 years. After graduation, she accepted a position with a marketing firm and settled into the kind of routine she'd always imagined adult life would bring. She rented a small apartment, made friends at work, and gradually discovered that most weeks passed with little more excitement than deciding what to cook for dinner or where to spend a free Saturday afternoon. Life became predictable. The sightings, however, quietly returned. At first, they happened only once every few months. She'd notice an elderly man standing near the entrance of a bookstore or a young woman sitting alone in a coffee shop. She would glance away for only a moment before realizing they had somehow disappeared without attracting anyone else's attention. She never chased after them, partly because she knew she'd never find them, and partly because she had begun to fear the answer more than the mystery. Instead, she started questioning herself. Late at night, she found herself reading medical articles instead of sleeping, searching for information about hallucinations, neurological disorders, and the earliest signs of psychiatric illness. Every article seemed close enough to be unsettling without providing any real answers. She eventually scheduled an eye exam, hoping poor vision might explain what had been happening since childhood, but her eyesight was perfect. During her next annual physical, she cautiously mentioned that she'd occasionally thought she'd seen people who weren't really there. She chose her words carefully, making the experiences sound vague enough that they could easily be dismissed, and the doctor listened patiently before suggesting stress and fatigue could sometimes play tricks on the mind. He recommended she get more rest and return if the episodes became more frequent. She left with no diagnosis, no explanation, and no reassurance. After that, she stopped bringing it up. If she truly was developing some form of mental illness, worrying about it wouldn't stop it. If she wasn't, she had no interest in convincing people she imagined ghosts. Accepting the uncertainty became easier than trying to solve it, and over time she simply learned to live with the occasional stranger who appeared briefly at the edge of her world before quietly slipping away again. They never spoke to her. They never acknowledged her. They simply appeared, disappeared, and left her wondering if she'd really seen them at all. Then, a few weeks after her 32nd birthday, she looked across the street on her way to work, and for the first time in her life, one of them looked directly back at her. At first, she told herself it was only a coincidence. The man stood across the street outside a neighborhood coffee shop she passed almost every morning on her way to work. He appeared to be somewhere in his late 50s, dressed in faded blue jeans and a dark jacket that seemed a little too warm for the season. There was nothing particularly remarkable about him except that, unlike everyone else she had ever seen disappear, he seemed to be looking directly at her. She lowered her eyes and kept walking. By the time she reached the next intersection, she convinced herself she'd imagined it. People looked at one another all the time. There was no reason to believe this was any different. The following morning, he was standing in exactly the same place. Again, their eyes met. Again, she looked away. This time, she didn't bother turning around to see if he was still there. She wasn't sure which possibility frightened her more, that he would be gone or that he wouldn't. For the next week, she took a different route to work, adding nearly 10 minutes to her commute simply to avoid walking past the coffee shop. It felt ridiculous, but the small inconvenience seemed worth the peace of mind. Gradually, the knot that had settled in her stomach began to loosen, and she started believing the problem had solved itself. Then she stepped out of the elevator in the lobby of her office building one Monday morning and nearly stopped walking. He was standing near the front windows. The moment she saw him, he looked toward her, then slowly shifted his attention toward a woman entering through the revolving door. She appeared to be in her early 40s and carried a travel mug in one hand and a canvas bag over her shoulder. She walked past him without the slightest hesitation, as though he wasn't standing there at all. When she looked back, he was gone. That should have been the end of it, and instead, it became the beginning. Over the next several weeks, she encountered him again and again, never in the same place, but always somewhere along the ordinary path of her daily routine. Sometimes he stood outside the coffee shop. Sometimes she spotted him across the street while walking to lunch. Once she caught sight of him through the front window of a bookstore she rarely visited. The locations changed, but one thing never did. Every single time he directed her attention toward the same woman. She found herself noticing the woman almost as often as she noticed him. She smiled easily at customers, remembered regular orders without writing them down, and greeted nearly everyone as though they'd been friends for years. From everything she could see, she lived an entirely ordinary life, which only made the man's behavior more puzzling. He never stood beside her. He never tried to stop her. He simply watched, then looked toward the woman as though hoping someone, anyone, would finally understand what he was trying to say. She spent hours lying awake trying to make sense of it. Had her mind simply woven years of unexplained experiences into one elaborate illusion? Was she finally crossing the line she'd feared since childhood? Every logical explanation eventually circled back to the same impossible fact. The man behaved with purpose. He wasn't wandering aimlessly through her imagination. He was trying to do something. That realization frightened her enough that she began avoiding more than the coffee shop. She stopped looking directly at strangers whenever she walked through crowded places, afraid that if she happened to notice someone standing just a little too still or looking at her just a little too long, she'd discover another person no one else could see. It became second nature to keep her eyes lowered while walking through airports, shopping centers, and train stations, convincing herself that what she didn't notice couldn't disturb her. For a while, it seemed to work. Then one Tuesday morning, she happened to glance across the street just as the woman from the coffee shop carried a bag of trash toward the alley behind the building. The man was already there. He stood only a few feet away, watching her with an expression so full of quiet sadness that it caught her completely off guard. There was no anger in his face, no desperation, only the unmistakable look of someone who desperately wished he could say one more thing. The woman walked directly toward him. She came so close their shoulders should have brushed against one another, yet she never hesitated, never turned her head, and never acknowledged his presence. She simply continued into the alley as though she had walked past empty air. The man remained where he was until she disappeared around the corner. Only then did he turn toward her. For several long seconds, neither of them moved. Then, with deliberate slowness, he lifted one hand and made a small gesture for her to come closer. She felt every muscle in her body tighten. Nothing about him seemed threatening. If anything, his face carried the exhausted expression of someone who had spent years trying to be heard without success. Yet that simple gesture felt more terrifying than anything she had experienced since she was 6 years old, because it shattered the one belief that had allowed her to function all those years. Until now, she had assumed these people existed entirely separate from her. Now she knew at least one of them knew she was there. She turned and hurried toward work, her heartbeat refusing to slow until the office doors closed behind her. The rest of the day passed in a fog. She reread the same emails 3 or 4 times before realizing she hadn't absorbed a single sentence. And every quiet moment found her replaying the image of the man lifting his hand. By the time she drove home that evening, one thought had settled into her mind with a certainty she could no longer ignore. For nearly 30 years, she had been asking herself whether she was imagining the people she saw. She had never stopped to consider that perhaps one of them had been waiting all that time for someone who could finally see him. She slept very little that night. Each time she closed her eyes, she saw the man standing in the alley, patiently waiting, as though he understood that sooner or later, she would find the courage to acknowledge him. For years, she had convinced herself the people she occasionally saw existed only in the corners of her imagination. Now one of them had looked directly at her, asked her to come closer, and quietly dismantled the explanation she had relied on since childhood. By morning, she had reached a decision. If she saw him again, she wasn't going to look away. He was waiting outside the coffee shop exactly where she expected him to be. The woman had just unlocked the front door and was beginning her morning routine when he turned toward her. There was no urgency in his expression, only the calm patience she had come to recognize. As their eyes met, he slowly touched the ring finger of his left hand before slipping his hand inside the breast pocket of his jacket. He held it there for only a moment, then looked toward the woman once more. The gesture was simple, but it felt deliberate. A wedding ring, something in his pocket. The woman. Before she could gather her thoughts, he was gone. She stood on the sidewalk for several minutes, arguing with herself. Walking into the coffee shop felt absurd. She had spent decades trying to convince herself she wasn't losing her mind. And now she was considering telling a complete stranger that someone she couldn't explain had been trying to communicate with her. Every sensible part of her insisted she should go to work and forget the whole thing. Instead, she crossed the street. She ordered a cup of coffee she had no intention of drinking and waited until the morning rush had settled down. The woman recognized her from seeing her in the neighborhood and struck up the kind of casual conversation that takes place between strangers every day. For a few minutes, they talked about the weather, the unusually busy morning, and how nice it was to have a few quiet moments before the lunchtime crowd arrived. The longer the conversation lasted, the more impossible her plan seemed. Finally, she apologized in advance for what she was about to ask and admitted it might sound like a very strange question. The woman smiled politely, though her expression became noticeably more guarded as she listened. She asked whether she was married. The woman glanced almost instinctively at the wedding ring she still wore before quietly explaining that her husband had passed away the previous year. She still wore the ring because taking it off somehow felt like leaving him behind. And after nearly 3 decades of marriage, she simply wasn't ready for that. Her heart began pounding. She carefully described the man she had been seeing over the past several weeks, expecting the woman to dismiss her immediately. Instead, she watched the color slowly drain from her face as every detail matched the photograph sitting on a shelf behind the counter. Encouraged, she described the only other things she could remember with certainty. The way he had repeatedly touched his ring finger and the way he had reached into the inside pocket of his jacket before looking toward her. For several long moments, the woman simply stared at her. When she finally spoke, her voice had become almost a whisper. She explained that during the final months of his illness, he had stopped wearing his wedding ring because he had lost so much weight, it no longer fit. Rather than leave it at home, he carried it every day in the inside pocket of his favorite jacket. After he died, she had found the ring exactly where he had always kept it. Unable to part with either one, she had hung the jacket in the back of a bedroom closet where it remained to this day. It wasn't information she had ever shared with customers or casual acquaintances. Very few people even knew the ring had never been buried with him. The conversation ended quietly. The woman thanked her, though neither of them seemed entirely certain what she was thanking her for. Perhaps it was the possibility that in some way she couldn't explain, her husband had found one final opportunity to remind her that he was still thinking about her. Perhaps it was simply comforting to believe that love could survive even death. She stepped back onto the sidewalk, feeling as though the world had shifted beneath her feet. Almost without thinking, she looked across the street. The man was standing where he had always stood, and this time he wasn't looking at her. He was looking toward the coffee shop, and a faint smile crossed his face, the expression of someone whose unfinished business had finally been completed. He gave the slightest nod before slowly fading from view, not dramatically, but as naturally as fog disappearing beneath the morning sun. She never saw him again. She often thought she would feel relief when she finally had proof that she wasn't imagining the people who drifted through her life. Instead, certainty proved far heavier than doubt had ever been. Doubt had allowed her to dismiss the impossible and continue living an ordinary life. Certainty demanded that she accept the world was far stranger than she had ever believed. The people didn't stop appearing. From time to time, she would still notice someone standing quietly at the edge of a crowded room or sitting alone on a park bench before disappearing a few moments later. Most never looked at her. Most seemed content simply to exist for a few fleeting moments before continuing on their own mysterious journeys. Occasionally, however, one of them would meet her eyes, Whenever that happened, she found herself wondering whether they too were carrying one last message for someone still living. For most of her life, she had feared she was slowly losing her mind. Now she understood that the far more unsettling truth was that she had never been alone in the world she thought she knew.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.